And now, Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. West of the Rockies, please don't call. Art doesn't want to talk to you. God, will you please get the message? East of the Rockies, oh, go away. Wild card line, same thing. First time callers, please don't. And now, here's Art Bell.
And thank you very much, Ross Mitchell, and a very pleasant good morning to you. We are going to be speaking with General Johnson Jameson very, very shortly as he attempts to enter the brain of an advertising executive and find out exactly what is in there that would make them want to promote Thanksgiving in the early part of September. But first, this from Peenemann Enterprises. Have you thought about civilization after it ceases to exist? What you're going to use for currency? What will you use when bartering becomes the system of exchanging goods and services? Money will no longer have any value, so what should you do? Well, read the book millions are reading, Your Sister Too. Yes, in reading Your Sister Too, it'll show you how to turn the women in your life into real hard cash. You've heard about it on Dr. Laura, and now this money-making opportunity can be yours. Send away for it now, right now, the introductory guide that will tell you how to order the DVD, and on the DVD will be instructions on how to send away for your very copy of the informational pamphlet that will give you money, information on how and where to buy the book. Just send $59.95 to Peenemann Enterprises, and remember to mark on the envelope, I want information on how to get the introductory guide to tell me how to get the DVD that will tell me how to get the pamphlet that will tell me how to get the book. The book is called Your Sister Too, new from Peenemann. General Johnson Jameson, and a very pleasant good morning to you, General.
Well, once again, I'm doing better than you, Bell. Talk much?
General Jameson, will just forego your whimsy. And what are you right now doing?
Well, I'm standing here holding a phone, waiting for you to stumble your way through a commercial. But no, Art, I'm...
I can hang this phone up, General Jameson, because even though I sound affable, literate, and erudite, there is an insane edge to me. I do my program, as you know, with a loaded shotgun in my lap.
Yeah, so... Sorry, Art.
So just continue.
Art, I'm now going to have Igor turn on the activator. We're going to go into the mind of an advertising executive and try to decipher the hieroglyphics in there that would make him want to advertise Thanksgiving in the early part of September. Igor, if you will.
All right, man.
Art, I'm here inside the mind of an advertising executive, and...
Why does it sound like the beach?
Well, there's a lot of booze floating around in here. Jesus, this guy drinks. It's just like freaking surf here, man. It's like a tsunami. Oh, excuse me. Art, I'm seeing the hieroglyphics now. If your listeners can help me decipher what these words are, what the words are in this hieroglyphic, they could win a Phil Henry CD.
Well, that is wonderful. I don't know why I'm promoting his program on my Coast to Coast program, but I suppose Phil can use all the pub he can get, especially when I have six times the affiliates he has.
Word.
And what are you seeing?
All right, your listeners, do they have their pen and pencils ready?
If they know how to write, if you know how to write, please write down the letters that General Jameson will be giving you in the sequence that they will be falling.
That's correct. Now, letter number 28 is T.
Letter 28 is T.
Letter number 1 is A.
Letter 1 is A.
Letter number 25 is a C. A C as in your mother is a...
I got it. All right, so we have letter 28 is a T, letter number 1 is an A, and letter 25 is a C, correct?
That is correct. Now, letter number 5 is an R.
Letter 5 is an R, as in what?
I don't know. As in what? Radish. What a jackball.
All right.
Man, Bell, you know, you're really pushing with me, don't you?
Go ahead.
Letter number 18 is an I.
Letter 18 is an I.
Letter number 14 is an H. Letter 14 is an H, Art. Art? Hello, Art.
I'm here. I'm just, right, I was just picking some nose hairs. Just noticed some when you grow a mustache.
Yeah, it's nice.
All right. Letter 14 is an H.
That's correct. Letter number 15 is an O.
Letter 15 is an O.
Letter number 3 is a G.
Letter 3 is a G. How many letters are in this?
I don't know. I don't know. It could go on all night. This could be the Jerry Lewis telephone. This could be the new Wheel of Fortune.
All right, next.
Letter number 10 is an A. Letter 10 is an A.
Letter 10 is an A.
Letter number 7 is an H. Letter 7 is an H.
Letter 7 is an H.
Letter number 20 is also an H, Art. H. What does that remind me of? H. Heroin?
Yeah. All right. Letter 20 is an H.
Letter 19 is an N.
I wonder why we can't just do this all in sequence.
I don't know. I don't know that at all. I'm in another dimension. I'm in an advertising executive's head. I'm swimming in booze here. Letter number 12 is an O.
Letter 12 is an O. Letter 12 is an O.
Letter number 17 is an E.
17 is an E.
Letter number 21 is an I.
Letter 21 is an I. Woo! I, as in the mystic eye?
Blow it out your ass. Now,
All right, hold on. We have to take a break here from Peanut Enterprise. Well, how are we going to get a winner? I guess we won't have a winner tonight.
No, we'll just have to hold it over. You mean I got to stay in this guy's brain all night?
I'm afraid so.
What a douche. A real douchebag. Oh, man.
And we'll be right back on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Folks, Art Bell has left, and General Johnson Jameson is still stuck in the mind of that advertising executive. But now he has told me that they're going to start it all over again tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, Art will be back with General Johnson Jameson, and they will read off the hieroglyphics all over again. Those of you who are listening tonight will have a head start. See? Eh? So, you know, this is kind of a cool deal there. A little bit of a kind of a head start for you.